Morning, Monday morning. Let's look at the Word of God. One particular verse, I don't know how often you have meditated on this, but I believe this is something we need to do often, is to visit this verse. I think we come to it when we are in trouble, but then we when trouble is gone, when God has rescued us, we probably forget this. It has, it starts quite early. It starts in Genesis chapter 18, verse 14. Genesis 18, verse 14, is anything too difficult for the Lord? At the appointed time, I will return to you. At this time next year, and Sarah will have a son. See, just before that, Abraham and Sarah are confronted that, are told that God is going to give them a child. And Sarah is laughing. And in another place, Abram also. But God is saying, is anything too difficult for the Lord? Is anything too difficult for the Lord? If you see the verses before it, they are actually explaining to God that we are old, as if God doesn't know that. See, all through the Word of God, all through human history, God has spoken, revealed this thing about himself, that nothing is impossible for him. Matthew, let's look at New Testament, Matthew 19, 26. And Matthew 19, 26. And looking at them, Jesus said to them, "With people, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible." Okay, this was about rich men entering the kingdom. With people, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. See, God is bringing a little, a elongation of the principle. Is anything too hard for the Lord? The same thing said with the fact that people can't change things, but God can. With people, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. The things that are impossible for us are possible for God. Mark, again in Mark 10, 27. Looking at them, Jesus said, "But with people it is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God." This is even a clearer expression of, with people it is impossible, but not with God. For all things are possible with God. Again, talking about the rich man going to the kingdom. And then Luke 1, this is the angel in and this is chapter 1, Luke 1, verse 37. "For nothing will be impossible with God. For nothing will be impossible with God. For nothing will be impossible with God." And then Luke 18 also. 18:27. Again, about the rich man entering the kingdom. But he said the things that are impossible with people are possible with God. Things that are impossible with people are possible with God. And again, I think Isaiah also has this. Jeremiah has this. Let's look at Jeremiah 32:17. Nothing is too difficult for you. Nothing is too difficult for you. 27 again, verse 27. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is anything too difficult for me? What is God trying to tell us here? We, in our human strength, limited strength, very limited strength, even the most powerful man in town has limited strength. There are things before him the most powerful person cannot do. Every area, whether it is physical strength, material strength, influence, society. Somebody is so well connected to the. There are things before them they cannot do. Everybody is limited. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Everybody is weak. Every human being is fragile. They may think they are strong, and you may think they are strong. You may think they will be there forever. What does the word say? Why do you respect man whose life is in his nostrils? What God is saying, I've loaned it to him. The breath is being loaned. Why are you even respecting that? Why are you worried about that person? What I want us to remember, though, see, when you're in trouble, we go to God saying, God, you're a God of impossibility. Nothing is impossible for you, so you become God over impossibilities. The way I like to say that. Well, the best of leadership teaching, the best of positivity principles and anything is all based on the possible. The positive is on the possible. Everything is doable. Everything is seen through the possible realm. Okay. What when something impossible comes? There's no impossibilities teaching there for you in the world. No mantras there. No principle is given by any leadership training, any consultant. There is no consultant you can hire who can help you through the impossibilities that are before you. Nobody. Only Jesus. You and I know this. You and I know this. We've been in impossible situations. Impossible. Chances of coming back, zero. Chances of reconciliation, zero. Chances of restoration, zero. Chances of this marriage, zero. Chances of this business, zero. Chances of this relationship, zero. Chances of this thing working out, zero. Chances of this case dropping against somebody, zero. But you and I have over time been in those impossible situations, and this God, who is God over the impossible things of man, has stood there and has freed you and me. My question is, thereafter, two questions, really, or maybe three. Are we still going back to the possibility realm? See, those, a house, okay, you take a house. Imagine the entire house is a possibility realm. But there is a staircase that takes you to the upper floor, and the upper floor is the impossibility realm. After God rescued us through this staircase and did some intervening and turned it around, you and I have a tendency, I'm telling you, because that's true with me, I go back to living life in the possibility realm. What is doable within my capacity? At the maximum, I'll stretch myself. This God of impossibilities is inviting you and me to rule with him, to reign with him, and he's saying, I live here. He's our daddy. He's inviting us, calling us. Some habit may be impossible for you, impossible to break. You've been stuck there. It may be pornography. It may be financial stuff. You are stuck there for years. I want to challenge you. This God of impossibilities is freeing men and women from pornography, addiction to pornography, bondage to pornography every day. He can free you today. Don't go back to the possibilities realm using all the leadership stuff that is churned out by every Tom, Dick, and Harry to just manage life. You and I have got to overcome. Your father, my father, is a God of breakthroughs. When there is no path, he creates a path through the sea. He moves mountains for his purposes. He removes kingdoms for you. He calls the desert to become a garden and to prove to you that it is not possibilities that work. He makes the garden into a desert. The thing that your eyes were looking to, things that was your hope, like the world is hoping, something which is so attractive and so possible, so nice. God is saying, no, if I'm not there, your blessing is not there. Your blessing is where I am. I want to ask you, have you had this experience of, has God shown to you that he is a God of impossibilities? Has he proven to you? One thing you may miss, you may think it's the judge, is your lawyer, is your money, is your smartness. You celebrated, you thanked people because you thought they were helping you. One time we can miss that it was God who intervened. We can forget it. Even when we realize it, we tend to forget it. Years later, when we tell that experience, how God brought us out, we normally cut God out of those experiences. We normally make it look like we were the smart ones. We found that loophole. We found and we made this thing. My first question is, have you encountered this God who has done impossible things come to action? Impossible. Impossible. He called it forth and it came to be. Have you experienced that God? God of impossibilities. I'm not talking about the God of our normal Christian life. A normal Christian life is not where God dwells, my friend. He has mercy on us, so he permits it for a time. our normal routine Christian life. 10 minutes of this, 5 minutes of that. Even on Sundays, certain ceremonies, certain norms, rituals. Not only in the mainline church, even the Pentecostal churches. I'm saying, where have you encountered this God of impossibilities? Have you encountered? And where has it continued? Because very soon, you and I are going to be needing rescues. I know at least 6 or 7 people who need to be rescued today. Today, just in the area of finance. I say this with a heavy heart. Many are needing to be rescued in their business places. Impossible. They borrowed everywhere, sold everything. Very little left, but the debt is so much. The burden is too much for just for me to listen from a distance. Imagine their situation. They cry, their tears this morning. But I want to tell them, and to I want to tell you, all of us are soon to be in situations facing impossible things, whether it is finance, whether it is health, marriage, relationship, a child, job. Impossible, impossible things are all around. And what I'm trying to get at is the world is solving it by killing themselves or bailing out and just running, disappearing, like some of the famous business guys have done. Disappear from this country, hide in another country for a while until you get caught and brought back. I'm telling you, there is this God you have encountered, who has encountered you actually. You didn't go looking for him. He came looking for you. He wants to prove again that he is God. And for him, there is no impossibilities. Nothing has ever stood before him, my friend. Nothing has ever stood before him. He calls for whatever outlandish calling it comes to me. Impossible, crazy calling. A woman giving birth at such an old age, a young girl giving birth without, you know, intercourse. Impossible for you and me, for the medical world, not for God. That's what this angel is trying to tell us. See, with God, nothing is impossible. Every order, he is the guy who does the bidding of God. And he's saying every order that God gives, it gets done. Don't you see it? See, very soon we'll be there on the other side, seeing how God works the whole thing. We'll sit back at the lab of where they call forth impossibilities to be demolished, and what God calls forth to come. We'll sit there at the back end and see how it is done. And then, you know what? I challenge you. I know I am going to be grieving because I did not stand before mountains enough. I did not stand before impossible situations that said, disappear. I stand here in the name of the Most High God. Who are you? What are you? That is the calling of God on us. That is why you are kept where you are kept, in such a high place, in your town, in your city, in your community, in your business, in your office. You have a high standing for one thing, my friend, not to flaunt how much abilities God has given you. That is, it has its place. But really, by the impossible things that God makes possible in your life, in the eyes of everybody around you, and thereby showcase God to the one that does not know this God. So he wants this God. Happens with everyone here. Abraham. God proves to Abraham first with a child. Abraham is laughing. She's laughing. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Later, all the armies, the enemies, come and make peace with Abraham. Why? They say, God is with you. Why? Whatever you do, it comes to be. What are they saying? Whatever we do, it's not come to be. But whatever you do, comes to be. What are they saying? Possibilities realm is not enough for us. We want the impossibilities realm. You dwell in the impossibilities realm. See, it is enough. You're old enough to have spent years doing normal Christian life. We don't know how much time we have. I have wasted time living the normal Christian life. I'm hungering, thirsting for the extraordinary Christian life, the unusual Christian life, the life that dwells on the floor of impossibilities, impossible things becoming possible every step of the way, in everything. That's how you and I are called to live, my friend. We bear the image of God. He could have made us not looking like him at all. So totally different. Every time we go to the possible realm, to the ground floor, we actually look unlike him. We miss the opportunities. We miss the opportunities. The impossible things getting done. God is inviting us to the higher level of Christian journey, of seeing the Holy Spirit call for things that have never been called for. We are at a time of a great opportunity, great gathering of darkness all around the world. All around the world, there's a gathering of darkness. And God is also rallying his army, unknown to human eyes. He's rallying his army of men and women and children, mostly children in unexpected places where God has taught them he is the God of impossibilities. People who still remember, he can, nothing can stop him. Such army is being recruited, gathered for the end time, advancement of the kingdom of God. Champions you see in eternity when you and I are there will be men and women and children that we would not normally recognize as champions. We think champions is big spiritual people with big titles. Reverend, pastor, evangelist, people who we see on TV or on stage all the time. Yes, they'll have their place. I'm sure they'll have their reward. I'm not talking down on them at all. But the champions of heaven are going to be men and women. Some who have never even been on stage. Some who have never even been photographed, not even once. Some who have never left their villages. Some who have never left, who never traveled, who never been on an airplane, who never spoken a word except to Jesus. Champions of God. So what I'm requesting is, can we let go of the possibilities? Our world has taught us the possibilities thing. It has not worked. America should be a land of milk and honey if that had worked. Western nations should be a land of just milk and honey, no darkness, no evil, no pain, no suffering, with all the possibilities taught there. Friend, the failure of possibilities is staring at you and me. The invitation is to the higher level of walking with God, dwelling in the impossibilities where He dwells, where it is becomes possible. Impossible things becoming possible. Shall we pray? Father God, I want to bring these brothers and sisters before you. Call forth what they have decided it's over. Teach them again, reinforce the learning again. Not only remind them of the past, miraculous turning around, but even today, whatever they're facing, health, marriage, friendship, family, finance, education, job, property matters, legal matters, would you stand with them and demolish the mountain that's before them? Remove the Goliath, Lord, that's before them. May the Goliath become a servant to these. May the mountain become a pathway. Take them out of bondage. If there's somebody there with a bondage to pornography, free them today, Lord, today. For the one in debt, would you grant a lifeline today, Lord? Begin again with them. Begin again with the one that's crying over ending. For the one that's waiting for a family, place them in a family, Lord. The one that's seeking a child, grant a child. Do it for your glory. In Jesus' name.
Amen.